just is.
We're holding Lamed Dalid on the days for two dots, by Tzon HaRabban on the top.
Ben Ashmosh is Sofik Min HaYom, Sofik Min HaLayla. Ben Ashmosh, we'll soon see what time this is. It's a Sofik, maybe it's day, and maybe it's night. Sofik Kulim Min HaYom, it's also a Tzad, maybe the whole Ben Ashmosh is the only day. Sofik Kulim Min HaLayla, maybe the whole thing is only night. Therefore we give it a chumrah of 2 days. We'll soon see what that means. What is called Ben Ashmoshes? So Poshib Shata means when it comes Shkiyas HaChamam, when the sun starts to go down, sunset, that's when Ben Ashmoshes starts. Kol Zaman Shepnei Mizrach Madimim. Kol Zaman, Poshib says the face of the east side is red. Now we know when the sun goes down, it goes down on the west side. The Gemara later is going to say it means when the west, if the sun is in the west, it like gives out rays to the east side. So the east side is red because of the west. But avada, the sun goes down in Marav, and we have to look at the Marav side. Is kol zman shepnei mizrach madim, kol zman it's red, is it's still, it will soon say it's ben hashmoshes. Hichtif hatachtif, the bottom part of the rukiyah became black. So Mr. Brewer says it doesn't really mean black, it just means the redness went away. I mean, when the sun is going down by sunset, it's very red. So the redness, when it goes away, that's called hichsif. It becomes a little bit like white. Even the Rashi says it means black, it's not mamish black. Because black is only mamish pitch dark in the middle of the night is black. But it has lila even before that. The top part of the sky is not yet white, it's still red. It still has the red beams of the sun. That's called Ben Hashmoshes. If even the top part of the sky became also like white or lost the redness of the sun, it looks the same thing as the bottom part of the rikia, then zel laila. That's called laila. This is Reb Yehuda Shita, what's called Ben Hashmoshes. From the beginning of Shkia until we say there's no more redness of the sun on in the sky. He has takes a chatzi mil from sunset. A chatzi mil is come out 9 minutes later. That's called laila. Only the first 9 minutes is called ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes terrifying. Ben hashmoshes takes a second, like a blink of the eye. Zeh nichnas, as soon as the night comes in, v'zeh yotze, the day goes out. We don't know exactly when is the laila or when is the ben hashmoshes, because it's just a blink of the eye. Now, mama, matil nois l'choy mishne yom. The time of Ben Hashmoshes sometimes have a chumra of 2 days to it. L'may hirchus, so what do we mean have 2 days to it? Om Ravun of Rebbe Yeshua Linyan Tuma. The gay to a Zav, a man that becomes a Zav, he's the halach to Kirtnan. Rosh Shnei Yomim, if he saw 2 days Ben Hashmoshes, he saw Monday night Ben Hashmoshes and Tuesday night Ben Hashmoshes, he is halach, he has a Sofik Tuma, he's a Sofik if he's Tomei Shiv altogether, and who are din l'korban? He's also a Sofik, maybe he has to bring a korban. Ma'ashen kein roa yeimechad ben hashmoshes, we only saw one day ben hashmoshes, he's Sofik l'tumah. He has a Sofik, maybe he has a tumah zav, which is tummy for 7 days. Because a locher is a zav, if you just see one time zav, you stam tumah like a valkyrie, only 1 day. When you see 2 times, or 2 consecutive days, then you tummy for 7 days. If you see 3 times, or 3 consecutive days, then you have a chiyuv korban. So the chiddush here, the Ben Hashmoshes is a sofik, maybe it's day, maybe it's night. So by just seeing the zav, this few minutes of Ben Hashmoshes, it's a start to say you tomei shivam. Because the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes was day, and the end of it is night, and it feels like you saw 2 different days. And who then, if you saw Monday night and Tuesday night, we have a start to say maybe it's considered like you saw 3 days, 3 consecutive days zav, therefore you have to bring a korban. But it's also only a sofik, because it's a tzad to say the whole thing is only yom, so maybe you only saw 1 day. Therefore, Ben Hashmosh has a sofik to it, whether it's day and whether it's night, it's not gemina for a zav. He's misofik, he has to bring a korban, and misofik, he's tamei 7 days. Fredi Gemara now, hagufa kashya. So, steer in the price itself. Or ma'atu, we said before, is there Ben Hashmoshes? What is considered Ben Hashmoshes? That means we don't know, we're not sure if it's day or is it night yet. Mishatishka achama, when the shkiyah of sunset, kol zaman shepnei mizrach madimim, kol zaman there's some redness in the sky. That's Ben Hashmoshes. Mashma, hohichsef ha-tachtoin, as soon as the bottom part, tachtoin pressure means, like Rashi says, the part of the sky closer to the ground, closer to the earth. Mashmir, as soon as that part of the sky already becomes white, like or black, loses its redness, it's light already. Even though the top part of the sky is still red, is mashmir tzlaila. His duration is mashmir. When it's been ashmoshes, only calls the man, the whole sky is red. Mashmir, if the bottom part of the sky is not red anymore, it's laila. V'hoda, this theory is v'hoda turn it, then right away the bryce is not like that. It says hichsef atachtin, even though the bottom part of the sky, the part of the sky near the ground, near the oritz, is like hichsef became black or lost its redness. But the top part of the sky is still red. It's still called Ben Hashmoshes. So Chorot Sefira. Hey, how much do you need to make it Laila? Do you need the whole sky has to still be red? And when a little bit of it is not red, it's called already Laila? Or you don't need that much. That much won't be cold. Yeah. That much won't be cold. Omar, so it's a Sefira. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Korech v'toni. You have to change around the two things and learn like this. Korech v'toni. Korech v'toni. You have to learn like this. The answer to Stephen. Omer Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Korech v'toni. Eizel ben Ashmoshes. How long is considered ben Ashmoshes? Or sofik if it's day, or sofik if it's night? Mishatishka chama. Havada, when the sun sets, starts to go down, that's already the sofik, maybe it's not there anymore. But how long is the sofik? Kol zaman shepenei mizrach madimim. Kol zaman, there's still redness in the sky. V'hichsef hatachtin. And also, even though the bottom part of the sky that's near the ground looks black already, still is ben hashmoshes. V'lo hichsef elyon. And but at least the top part of the sky is still red. The top part of the sky is still red. It didn't become black yet. Nami ben hashmoshes. That's also considered ben hashmoshes. Now, when does ben hashmoshes end? Hichsef elyon. If even the top part of the sky became like black, the hishvul atachton, it looks the same thing as the bottom part. They both look the same way. That's when it's called laila. That's called laila. So, Mel, there's no theory now. It's when sun sets, it starts ben hashmoshes. How long does Ben Hashmoshes go? Kol Zaman, there's some redness in the sky. Even though it's only in the top part of the sky, the bottom part of the sky already became like black or like white, it's still called Ben Hashmoshes. When even the top part of the sky doesn't have redness, it all looks black, that's called Laila. So Mela, there's no Stira. Rashi, the bottom Rashi is next to the bottom line. Penei Mizrach Madimim Adayin Lehichsev Afilu Atachton. That's the stira. First is Mashma, when is the Ben Hashmoshes? Calls the man, the whole sky is red. That there's no blackness at all. And then it's Mashma, no. That even though there's some redness in the top part of the sky, but in the black, in the bottom part is black, it's still called Ben Hashmoshes. Teretz says Korach V'toni Shnei Hadzvorim B'Krach Echad. Learn it together. V'Teretz Achad. That's one halacha. Yeah. So that's one shot. So, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hochik Toni. This is the way you have to learn. Mishatishka hachama. Mishatishka hachama. The sun goes down. Kol zaman shepenei mizrach madimim is yoim. He learns no. Kol zaman, it's red in the sky. That's called vada yoim. Even after shkiyas hachama. But kol zaman, there's redness, red rays in the sky. It's vada yoim. Hichsef atachton, when the part of the sky near the ground turned black, it lost its redness. V'loy hichsef elyon, but the top part of the sky still has some redness in it, that's called ben hashmoshes. He owes a less of a shear of ben hashmoshes. Ma'ashreken hichsef elyon, v'ishl atachton, when even the top part of the sky also becomes black, and looks the same thing like the bottom part of the sky, though there's no more redness at all in the sky, is aloch laila. That's called laila. So said like this, this is Rabbi Yosef Shita. So the Gemara v'yozla tamayu, they both call the Shitosa Reb Yosi and the first man of the Yom, and Reb Huna bread of Yeshua. The Yitma, Shia ben Hashmoshes Bekama. How long is the Sofik ben Hashmoshes when we have a Sofik if it's day or it's night? Omar Rabbe, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, the first one is Rabbe. He holds Shloisha Chilke Mil, three, like, Chilokim parts of the mil. A mil usually is how long it takes you to walk, no matter a mile. So usually it says 3/4 of our miles. which is usually we say 18 minutes. For the Gemara, my gimel chulke mil. What does it mean, three parts to the mil? Ilay matlosei palgi milo. If it means three halves of a mil, for the Gemara, let him say klo. Name a mil of achsa. Hey, three halves means one and a half. So let him say it, long as it takes you to walk. One and a half mils will be 18 and 9. Ela tlosa, it means tilta mila. It means 3/3 of a mil. Obazoi, name a mil. Let him say glat, mil, 18 minutes. Ela tlosa rivoya mila. It means 3/4 of a mil, like 15 minutes. That's called Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes is called 15 minutes. So Poshanal Gemara means the 15 minutes is from the beginning of Shkia, when the sun set. The next 15 minutes, that's called Bein Hashmoshes. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef now says no. He's like the second one we have before, said there's a little less of a shear to Bein Hashmoshes. He said Bein Hashmoshes first starts when the bottom part of the sky is black. His calls the man, the whole sky is red. He holds that's still called Vada Yom, even after Shkia Sechamam. When does the Sofik Bein Hashmoshes start? A few minutes later. Now this is a raya. Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, he holds another shita. Omer Shmuel, Shnei Chilke Mil. So the whole shear, the whole span of Ben Hashmoshes is only 2 chalokim of the mil. For the Gemara, my Shnei Chilke Mil. What does it mean? 2 parts of this mil, like this mile, the distance, the length it takes you to walk a mile. Ilay Motrei Palgi Mil. If it means 2/2 of the mil, Lema Mil. Let him say glad. Ben Hashmoshes is 18 minutes. It's a shear of a mil. Viela tre rivoy mili means 2/4. Lema chatzi mil. Let him say then 9 minutes, a half of a mil. Let him say. Was it come on to? Was shnei chilke mil? Eli means to say tre tulte mil. Rabbi Yosi Shita is 2/3 of a mil. He's not like Rabbi Shita, 3/4 of a mil, which is like 15 minutes. No, his Shita is a little bit smaller than that. It's tre tulte mil. It's only 2/3 of a mil. So the more my benaya, what's the chilek between 3/4 or 2/3? Ike benaya palga the damka. So now kamina 1/12. 1/12 is a difference. Damka usually is a 6th. Palga the damka means a half of a 6th, which is 1/12. That's the difference. So drashi palga the damka, echad miyud beis the mil. 1/12 of a mil, that's the difference. The yeshira de rabba tolosa revia milo. Rabbi's share is 3/4 of the mil. Haino tisha palge danka. That's like 9/2 of the danka. That's like 9/12, which is 3/4. They make it into 12s, it lies 9/12. The yeshira de Rabbi Yosef, shemaina palge danka. And the share of Rabbi Yosef is 8/12. So chile between 8/12 and 9/12 is 1/12. So there's 1/12 in the difference. Danka's rashi shtus. Is that enough gemina? How long the Bein Hashmoshes is? Whether it's 3/4 or whether 2/3? Yeah. So the Gemara about then v'chilufa v'chalsa. He says the machlokes now. Rab and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi says a bigger shear, and Rabbi Yosef says a little bit less of a shear. It's 1/12 less. Rabbi Yosef says. So the Gemara negeta hilchos kli. What's called the kli that you can metaltle it on Shabbos? It's just the opposite machlokes. How big that Rabbi says a smaller shear and Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear. More v'chilufa v'chalsum. Trashe v'chilufa if look Rabbi Rabbi Yosef v'chalsum the gate was shame kli to hossam shira the Rabbi Yosef nafish mid Rabbi. Over there Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear than Rabbi says. Rabbi the yama hocha tlosa. Rabbi that says here 3 or mahossam trei. There he says only 2. Rabbi Yosef the yama hocha trei. Rabbi Yosef says here 2/3 or mahossam tlosa. There he says 3. It's different halachis, but just the machlokes is the opposite way. What's the machlokes? It Rashi chalsa is a kiveris, like a beehive. The yama rabba chalsa bas trei kuri. If you have a beehive that could contain 2 kurs, a very big measurement, is Charlotte Tatuli. That's still called the Kli, and on Shabbat it's not Muksa, you're allowed to be Metaltlet. Mashenkin Abat Tlosa Kuri, if it's so big that it can hold 3 Kurs, then Osla Tatuli. It's so big it's not called the Kli anymore, it's like Muksa, you can't use it. Trashi Shol Tatuli, the Torah is Kli Allah, still called the Kli. Bat Tlosa, Gdoila Yoisimidai, that's already too big, Vien Torah is Kli Allah, it's not called the Kli.
So the Deik in Rashi, La Lochit brought down, no matter how big of a kli you have on Shabbos, you're allowed to use that kli. The kli could be as big as a room. As close to man, the kli is usable, it has the shem kli, and you can metal it, even though it's hard to move it, it never loses its shem kli. Here Rashi says, the svara here is, it's not a teres kli, because you can't use it anymore. Once the kiveres, this VR becomes so big, it's not usable. That's why it's not called a kli. But avad la lochit brought down, if you have a kli, no matter how big that kli is, there's no way it's a muksa on it. A muksa doesn't come because it's so heavy or so big. Kozaman, it's usable, it's called a kli. But here the svar that Rashi says is, it's too big, it's not usable anymore. That's why it blames muksa. This is Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Batlosa Kuri Namishur. He also knows, even though it's the size of carry three kurs, still it's enough to, still it's, it has a shem kli on it. But once it becomes so big to carry four kurs, it contains four kurs inside, then it's part of the shem kli. So you see here the opposite way. Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear of four, and Rabbi says a smaller shear of three. Omar Abaya, boy mine demar b'shas maisa. Abaya asked Rabbi Shaila b'shas maisa, how big does the kiveres have to be to make it ice kli that's muksa? Rashi, boy mine demar means Rabbi. Abaya asked Rabbi Shaila, if it's on Shabbos gufa, b'shas maisa, so Rashi, shayisti tzorch l'dover. He's on Shabbos, Rabbi had, Abaya had this kiveres, and he wants to know, is allowed to carry it or not? Or can he touch it or not? So how big is it that the kli loses the shem kli? And he answered it back, v'afilu bas trei kuri. Even if it is so big that it contains two kurs, it loses the shem kuri. V'afilu bas trei kuri loy shorili. He wasn't matami. So kura, two kurs is not like Rav, not like Rabbi Yosef. According to both of them, two they said was good. Rabbi said three is no good, and Rabbi Yosef said four is no good. But two, everybody was matir. So who is this shita now that he's saying that even two kurs, if the kiveres, the VR is so big that it contains two kurs, is not called a kli anymore? So the Gemara Kaman, who does it go like? Kiyai Tana, like this Tana. The Tanan. Kiveres HaKash, or VR made from the Kash, Srashi Zandvu Shiboilim. That means out of the stalks, there's like straw of the stalks. The Kiveres HaKana, made out of reeds. Ubor Svina Alexandris. Stam, a well that they had in the Svina, used to have the ships going over the Yam HaGodol, Rashi says, and the Yam HaGodol with the water was salty water, you couldn't drink it. So in the middle of the ship, they used to have like a reservoir of water, they used to have inside the bar. Rashi, bar Svina Alexandris, Svina Gedolo, She Porshim Bol Yam HaGodol. They used to take this ship over the Yam HaGodol. Umei HaYam Meluchim, the water there was salty. So now they couldn't drink the water from the yam. The yosim kli gado kimin bor. They used to put a big kli inside the bor. The nice toicha mayim yofim. Inside there, they put inside it nice water. So afal pi sheyesh lehem shulayim. Even though there's bottoms or there's a rim to the kli, v'hein marziko is mem so balach. It could contain 40 saws of lach of water. Shein kurayim biyovish, which can contain two kurs of yavish, is tirim. It's tirim, it's not called a kli. So you see, once the kli becomes this big, it contains two kurs, it's not called a kli. Because kozaman that has the shem kli, it's makabotumah. But once it becomes so big, it's pocket, the shem kli, it's not makabotumah. So you see, a shear here of two kurayim is not called a kli anymore. So Mele Rava before that said, Filcha Shabbos, that if you have this kiveres that's so big, that contains two kurs, you can't touch it anymore, it goes at this man the yomu. Once the kli is so big, its Torah doesn't have a shem kli on him. So drashi lach, ein boy goydish. If you measure something with water, something lach, it only goes straight to the top, it can't pile up. Water, when it comes up, it overflows. There's no goydish. Mashenki, when you put like flour in a kli, it can pile up. Even after it comes on top, it comes like a pyramid, it can come up. So there's more to a dry measurement than there is to a wet measurement. Because something wet can only go straight flat on the top, otherwise it falls over. His last drasha ain't by goydish. It can't pile up water. Mashenk ain't shen kurayim, shishim sauce, 60 sauce, biyavish of dry. Sheha goydish machzik shlish. Because that it piles up on top of the kli is one third of what's inside of the kelim. Shalahem. Shoyasuyim kis shosu shloimai. Kiyam shosu shloimai. Right. Is Torah Mizrach Rashi? The Iskesh Kli Eitz L'Sak. Why we say it's Torah? Because the Kli Eitz has the same halach like a sack, like a big. The metaltol molev reikon. A sack, that's a sack, you can carry it, usually whether it's full or whether it's empty. The zil ain't a metaltol molev. The god of Yosef Medai, once you have this Kli Eitz, that it has so big that it can contain two kurs, is not movable anymore. If you move it when it's full, you'll break it. So that's book of the shame kli. Omer Abaya is like the Abaya. Shema mina hai gucho. When you have dry measurement and it piles up on top of the kli, it's tilta. It's one third of what's inside the kli. Therefore, by dry measurement, you can have one third more than you have of the wet measurements. Heavy. Tomorrow, Abaya. Abaya su Abaya chazio l'rova de kodoy l'marv. His Abaya saw Rava. He was looking at Marv, the west side. Now he was talking about Ben Hashmoshes now. So he wanted to know when is the hichsef elyon, when is the hichsef atachton. His knew already shkia was the sun went down, sundown went down. He wanted to know when is Lila, like when is the Ben Hashmoshes over. So he's looking at the Marv side, the west side, to see if there's still redness in the sky or not. That's what Rava was doing. His Abaya saw Rava looking at the west side. That's the true way you should look, because the sun goes down on the west side. So you look there, see if it's still red in the sky or not. Omalei, Abaya had a kasha to Rava. Omalei, Vatanya, the Bryce before said, Kol Zaman Shepanei Mizrach Madimim. Kol Zaman, the east side, is red. That's the shear of Ben Hashmoshes. So I asked him, why are you looking at the Marav side? The Chodah Bryce before said, Pnei Mizrach, you should be looking at the east side. Look at the east side to see. As when the sun goes down on the west side, it still gives off rays. So the Chodah Havin was the rays go up to the east side. So look at the east side, see if there's redness in the sky or not. On Malay, Rav answered back, Mi Savrit Pnei Mizrach Mamish. Do you think the Bryce of Mamish means you have to look at the east side? Look at the east sky. Like, Ponim Hamadimim Esa Mizrach. Hamadim means you have to look at the west side. That's where the sun goes down. No, what's it got to do with the east? The pshat is Ponim Hamadimim Esa Mizrach. The west side shoots off the rays that lights up the east side, the Mizrach. And he could, yeah. No, so that's Ponim Mizrach just means how does the east side get lit up? It gets lit up because from Marav's side, when the sun is going down, the Marav is giving off its rays. So its rays shoot up to Pnei Mizrach. But Avad, you don't check at Pnei Mizrach, you have to check at Pnei Marav. Drashi Doya means Mabit. He's a Bayis Sarov. He was looking, Erev Shabbos, Liros Im Yesham at Mumes Chama. He wanted to see if there's still some redness of the sun. Is there still some redness of the sun in the skies or not? So he looked, the Kash was Ponem Hamadim at the Herod says, Ponem Hamadim Mesa Mizrach. Le Erev Chama Shoikas Pamarav. At evening, the sun goes down on Marav, on west side. Uzuhura Yachama, but the rays of the sun, Madim Mesa Mizrach, make the east side of the sky still red. Kechaloim, just like a window. Kishachama Nechneses Bo, Madem is Kaisel Shiknegdor. When the sun comes in on one side of the window, where do you see it? On which wall? On the other wall. Here you see the rays of the sun. The same thing, when the sun is going down on west side, on Marav side, the rays are still in the east side. But Avada, Rava was right. Where do you have to check, though? You have to check Avada Marav side. You have to look at the Marav side to see if there's still red rays in the sky or not. Ika the army, someone, the mice was like this. Rava chazi, Rava saw la abaya de kodoya le mizrach. The other way around. Rava saw Abaya was looking at Mizrach. Omalei, so Rava asked Abaya, Mi Savrit Pnei Mizrach Mamish? Do you think it means Mamish Pnei Mizrach? Look at the east side. Havade Ponim Hamadimim Esa Mizrach. Havade means you have to look at the west side, Marav side. No, the Marav side, that's the side that makes the east side red, because the rays from the west shoot to the east. V'simnecha, what's the simin? Kifta, a window. Rashi of Samnecha, Kifta means Chaloin, Kamesha Prashti. When the sun comes in the window, you don't see the rays on the wall where it comes in, you see the rays on the other wall. So it means Enechnami, the Pnei Mizrach becomes red. But where does it become red from? From Marav Zayit. So you have to look always at Marav Zayit to see when it becomes Ben Hashmoshes, when the redness goes away. So I'll call upon it from our Gemara here, Pasha, we hold, how long is the shear of Ben Hashmoshes? We hold like the Yehuda Shita, because Messiah says it's 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil is around 15 minutes. That's through the whole Ben Hashmoshes. So the Chura Shkia starts at, Ben Hashmosh starts at Shkia, so you have it just 15 minutes, and right away it's Laila. This is the famous Taizis, the Kashia, Kosha Taizis, Tohocha Mashra, the Meshkia Sachama Ada Laila, Lekela Tlosser Revoy Mil. Here on the Mara Shabbos Mashmas, only 3/4 of a mil. That's the whole Ben Hashmoshes. Reb Yehuda Gufa Bepsoch in Perik Mishoyu Tomei Sava de Meshkiya Sachama Tezichov Marba Milin. It's a theory of Yehuda Gufa. Reb Yehuda in the Gemara Psochim says Klor, there's 4 mil. That's where you get the Benatam Sheet of 72 minutes. 4 mil means 4 times 18. It's 72 minutes from Shkiya Sachama until Tezichovim. But Tezichovim Lailahu. It's a Chorot theory in the Gemara. Therefore, Tay says, V'yemer Rabbeinu Tam, Tohosa Mari B'tchila Shkia. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about the beginning of Shkia, like our sunset, and until Tzeisik Chavim is talking 72 minutes. For Hocha, but here the Gemara in Shabbos talking about Mishatishka Misay Shkia. That's Rabbeinu Tam's two Shkias. We're talking about the second Shkia. That is from the beginning of Shkia, the first like 3 mil, the first 54, and around the first 58 minutes, is not even a suffix, it's Vadayim. That's called the first Shkia. The second Shkia means the last 15 minutes before Tzatzik Chavim. That's our Gemara here. For Ocha Mishatishka means Misayf Shkia. After the sun already went way deep down into the sky. And it's only we're talking about here was the rays. If the rays still come out, red or not, that's our Gemara here. So Rabbeinu Tam learns our Gemara is not talking about the beginning of Shkia, it's talking about the last 15 minutes before 72 minutes. That's what our Gemara is talking about. That's the famous Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the other Shita is the Gro Shita. And the Mishnah brings down a lot of Rishonim hold at the Gros, so they say it's Mashma from Rashi like that, and the Rambam and the Rif is Mashma like that. No, our Gemara means Mamish, beginning of Shkia. That the beginning of Shkia is already Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes, and Ein Hachnami. When is it called Laila? 15 minutes later is called Laila. So that the Gros says, we see today, 15 minutes after Shkia, you don't see Laila, you don't see Tzatzik Chavim. Like we'll soon see in our base, the Gemara says, what's the simon of Laila? We'll soon see, you have to see 3 stars. You have to see 3 stars. Today, 15 minutes after Shkia, we don't see 3 stars. So Teretz says that the Gemara is talking about in Bavel, where it was written, where they were talking about. In Bavel, at that time, like in Eretz Yisrael also, it gets dark very fast. So in Bavel, Taka, 15 to 18 minutes right after the Shkia, and Nechnam and Tzatzik Chavim did come out. So according to Ben Tam, Taka means every place, Lefi Yechita. Like here in America, it'll be a little bit longer. It'll be a little bit longer until you see the stars. But Enochami, according to Grod, you don't have to wait 72 minutes. It's enough to wait. That's where you get the shear. Some people wait 20 minutes. Some people say here. That's why Lamai said, for davening marv ready, 20 minutes after you get davening marv ready. That's all the different shurim you have. Some people say it's 35 minutes. And even Rabbeinu Tam sheet, the famous that says 72 minutes, is also machlekes. Does Rabbeinu Tam mean 72 minutes no matter where you are? And all times of the year, and all times, what does he also mean? Only at a certain point, a certain time of the year, it was 72 minutes. That's like the longest. Ben Achnami, different parts of the world, it gets darker faster, and even contrary to time, you won't have to wait 72 minutes. There's also big machlokes achareinim in Ben Atam Shita. And Ramesha brings down, like in New York, 15 minutes after the Shkia already, it's come out like 72 according to Ben Atam. If you wait 15 minutes already, that's Yotzim with the Sofka Ben Atam also. So Ben Atam was talking about a one place where Taka didn't get dark until 72 minutes. But the different place of the world, it gets dark faster. So that's the Machlaika Sachreinim. Rav Aaron Dessal, Rav Shiva, Rav Aaron Dessal, Rav Kotel Dessal used to be Machmer very much to wait 72 minutes Mamish. So on Yeshiva is the Machmer to wait 72. But usually, even the people that do it, it's after us a Chumra. But Mikra Din, even Quantum Ben Atam, I think Rav Isaac Sinzal used to say that here in L.A., 35 minutes after the Shkia already is called Laila already. Because in L.A. it gets darker much faster. It's come out like Eretz Yisrael here. It gets darker faster here than it does in New York. So they're all different sheetahs you have here.
Why are some people marking late? You're going to find 90 minutes.
Yeah, there's another sheet. It says 5 mil. Some gears have 5 mil. We have a gears of 4 mil. Some gears have a gears of 5 mil. So you get another... What? I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure. All right, bye. Right. We have Nechemya Oimer. Nechemya said, what's the Shia Ben Hashmoshes? Nechemya Oimer, G'day Shihalach Odom, Mishtishka Achama Chatzimil. 9 minutes, that's all. After Shkia, 9 minutes later, is already Laila. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Whoever wants to like know how long this time takes, a chatzi mil, it should be like a top of the mountains when you still see the sun. The yored v'yitzvul, it should go down v'yam, it should go down to be tevul in the yam, the yale, and then go back up to the mountain. V'zeh shir shir of Nechemya. If this takes around 9 minutes, that's the shir of the Nechemya, you know when it's called light already. Amar Abchia, haroitza liroiz berish or Miriam, somebody wants to see the bear, Miriam's bear that they had the 40 years in the Midbar, is yale l'resh ha'karmel, let him go up to the top of the mountains, that's right over the yam, the yitzapa, let him look into the yam. The Yira Kimin Kavra Vyam, and I'll see like a thief in the middle of the Yam will select a Kavra there. The Zui Bereshah Miriam, this looks like the Bereshah Miriam. Omar Rav, Mayan Amatalkal, it's only the gate to the Bereshah Miriam. The Bereshah Miriam was like a mine, like a well. Usually a well is in the ground, doesn't move. You have the Shalom, what about the well, Miriam's well? It was a movable well, it moved all around. Zokte Tor, you would think maybe it has a shame cleave about the move it around, you should not know. It's not called the cleave, it's torn. Vizui Bereshah Miriam. It's not on the gate to the bear of Miriam.